Haynes receives an honorable mention from the League of American Bicyclists. And the Snow Dragon returns once again to roam the streets during the annual holiday parade. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynes Economic Development Corporation, or HEDC, is reviewing a proposed study on the socioeconomic impact of a mining operation in the Chilkat Valley. The proposal comes from Haynes resident Susan Chasen, a geologist and former researcher for the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Chasen's plan is to invite environmental consultant group Stratos Incorporated to work with HEDC. The consultant would define community priorities and determine how a mining project by Constantine Metal Resources might support these priorities during planning, operation, and closure of the mine. According to Chasen, Stratos' job would be to figure out how to measure the success of the project, both on the community's terms and the company's. Chasen imagines the final product would be a plan for wrapping up mine production without negatively impacting the community. HEDC will meet to discuss the proposal Friday at 3 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The League of American Bicyclists recognized Haynes as a bicycle-friendly community with an honorable mention. The League awards communities with certain designations based on their level of bicycle participation initiatives, trails, and bike racks. KHNS's Claire Strempel spoke to bicycle-friendly committee chair Tom Ely to learn more.
So there's three levels. There's a bronze level, a silver level, and a gold level. And we were applying for the bronze level, but we didn't quite make it. So we got an honorable mention, which is worthwhile. We'll get a report card that'll show us what we can do to improve our cycling infrastructure. Hopefully, when we move forward, we can eventually get that bronze designation.
Do you have a sense of what the improvements they might request would be?
More things like bicycle-specific lanes on some of the roadways with some markings that say, you know, bicycle lane. More community outreach programs for cycling through maybe some of the health initiatives, working with a local clinic search to promote bicycling as a healthy activity. Involvement from the local government as far as promoting pedestrian access and bicycling infrastructure in the community.
Cool. So what's the significance of the mention? Like, is this an opportunity for Haynes?
Yeah, it puts Haynes on the map in the bicycling world. We are already on the map from our bike race we have in June, the Kewaunee International Bike Relay, which is the largest bicycle event in the state. And then also just the great cycling we have in our community. It's a great town for biking, very little traffic, and the roads are generally clear of debris and things like that. And not a lot of roads, but, you know, what we have to cycle is great.
And what do you think the odds are that the community will be willing to invest in things like bike lanes and messaging about biking? Do you think that there's community movement behind going for that bronze certification next year?
Yeah, I believe so. That's what we were trying for this time around. And I think with a few tweaks and some improvements, we could easily get that bronze certification. And I believe that our government's behind it. And Holly Smith, our planner, has been helping out a lot. And she's very much in favor of working on this. And so, yeah, I think we can, move forward and make some improvements. And like everything in Haynes, it takes volunteers and some time to, track things down and to bring them to the local government. But I think, there's definitely more we can do, and hopefully we can get that bronze designation at some point.
Is it the local government that's responsible fiscally for adding things like bike lanes, or is that something that Department of Transportation, would the state chip in?
The state does have a pedestrian coordinator that works on cycling and pedestrian issues. And they have a certain amount of federal money that has to be designated for those types of improvements. So, yeah, we could work closer with the Department of Transportation on some of the state roads, and then the municipal roads is locally, administered. Glad we got an honorable mention. That's always nice. And I think, cycling's a great thing for Haynes, and hopefully we can continue to get more people out on bikes.
Well, thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks, Claire.
That was Tom Ely, owner of Sockeye Cycles, in conversation with KHNS's Claire Strempel. To learn more about bicycle-friendly communities, visit bikeleague.org. Every December, a beast emerges from his mountain lair to roam the streets of Haines during the annual holiday parade. Haines resident Annette Smith spoke with KHNS about the origins of the creature and a tradition nearly 30 years in the making. Back in 1990, Annette Smith was working for the Haines Chamber of Commerce on a Shop at Home program. The group was planning a series of fun events to promote the program, one of which was a holiday parade.
And I said, okay, so what are we going to have in the parade? And my brother, Tresham, said, well, how about a snow dragon?
Haines artist Tresham Gregg got to work on an 8-man Chinese dragon. He created the serpentine body by cutting a couple 55-gallon plastic drums in half. A sheet with scales was then draped over the top of the drums, with fins running down the spine. Smith says Jim Shook created the beast's head out of lightweight wood, chicken wire, and open-cell foam.
And Jim made his eyes flash, and smoke comes out of his nostrils, and his mouth comes open, and then Jim actually put together the first music tape for the dragon. It was the Nutcracker music, and then periodically he would roar.
But this was no dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. Smith's crew went all out to make the special effects as jaw-dropping as possible.
Then we added pyrotechnics that taunt the dragon with firecrackers, and then we added little elves that run along and give the kids sparklers. So the whole thing is a big, smoky bedlam.
The dragon's first appearance was almost too much to handle for some residents.
The first time he came out, the kids had never seen him before, right? They just went wild. The kids just went out there and they started beating on him and lifting up his skirt and running alongside, yelling and screaming. They just were bananas.
8 people are required to get the dragon moving. Smith says that it takes a little bit of practice to get the footwork right. This year, Smith needs 2 more volunteers to keep the dragon flying. The holiday parade is Saturday, December 15th at 4 p.m. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on Stitcher and the NPR One app.